Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's March 2017. Since September 11, 2001, concerns have been raised about transportation security for medical, industrial, and research-related radioactive materials. If terrorists were to steal these materials, they could be used to make a dirty bomb. Multiple federal agencies are working to protect these materials when they're on the road. A team led by Shelby Oakley, a director in GAO's Natural Resources and Environment team, recently reviewed ground transport security of radioactive materials. Jacques Arsenault sat down with Shelby to talk about what they found.
Can you tell me a little bit about the types of radioactive materials that your team looked at and why securing them is so important?
Sure. Radioactive sources are very common in the United States and internationally, and they're used for medical, research, industrial purposes. For example, radioactive materials are found in cameras that go into underground pipes to inspect welds. These materials are commonly transported around the United States every day, and it's while they're being transported that they're most vulnerable to theft or diversion. Since September 11, 2001, concerns have really been heightened that terrorists could get their hands on these radioactive materials and combine them with conventional explosives to create what's known as a dirty bomb. A dirty bomb being detonated in a city area could have devastating economic and psychological effects for the individuals in that area. In addition, individuals exposed to radioactive material are at heightened risk for long-term health effects.
So there are a lot of different agencies involved at a few different levels, and coordination would probably be important. What did you find about how these agencies are working together to secure these materials, or how well they're doing to ensure that these materials are secure?
We found that since September 11, 2001, these agencies have really worked together and taken a number of steps to beef up the security of these sources during ground transport. For example, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission issued new security regulations in 2013 that put in place 24-hour monitoring of these sources. In addition, the Department of Transportation updated its regulations to require carriers who are driving these sources around the country to have security plans in place. These security plans provide information on the route the driver is planning to take and safe havens for the driver to use in case an incident does occur.
You also found some areas for concern or where more attention is needed. Can you tell me a little bit about those?
We did, yes. We found a number of areas for potential improvement. First, we identified that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission could really improve the information that it has on the number of shipments of these sources, as well as how they're actually being transported around the country. This information is really needed to target their efforts to secure these sources. In addition, we found that despite the Nuclear Regulatory Commission issuing new security regulations, no federal agency currently inspects motor carriers to determine whether or not they're actually complying with the regulations. Finally, we also found that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and the Department of Transportation have different security and safety thresholds for these sources, which may allow some sources that NRC views as particularly high risk to be shipped without certain security protections.
So then can you tell me about the recommendations that GAO is making in this report?
We're making a number of recommendations in this report, but let me talk about a few critical ones. First, we're recommending that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission actually collect that information on the number of shipments and how these shipments are traveling around the country. In addition, we're recommending that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and the Department of Transportation work together to identify a way to verify that carriers who are driving these sources around the country, that they're complying with the security regulations.
And finally, what would you say is the bottom line of this report?
The bottom line is that threats are always evolving, and the consequences of a dirty bomb attack could be devastating. We found that while the three agencies have done a lot to beef up the security of these sources during ground transport, we've identified some more reasonable approaches that the agencies could take to further enhance the security of these sources and keep them out of the hands of terrorists.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.